It said that in the ancient world, all roads led to Rome. And so we can say that in the Christian life, all roads lead to the cross. This Lent, our homily series is called Crossroads. And we're going to be meditating on the roads that we are traveling down in our lives. And if they're leading us towards the cross or away from it. Lent is a good time to ask these questions, to go through a self-assessment and ask ourselves where we are tempted to bypass the cross. Every year on the first Sunday of Lent, we hear this gospel of the temptations of Jesus in the desert. Just as he tempted Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, the devil tempts Jesus in the desert to take the easy way, the quick way, to bypass the cross. The temptations that Jesus faced in the desert match the temptations that we face in our lives, and sort of the broad categories of those temptations. After 40 days of fasting, Jesus is naturally hungry. Hunger is a good thing. But the devil tries to play on this good thing. He tries to twist it for his bad ends. In our culture glorifies the physical body. It glorifies beauty and youth and glamour and every adjective that you can think of. But this temptation that Jesus experiences reminds us that the physical world is not the be-all and the end-all of who we are as human beings. The physical world is a good thing. The fact that we get hungry is a good thing. Our bodies need that sustenance. But the temptation to glorify the physical can become an idol. The cross enters our lives when the physical becomes a burden. The process of aging, chronic or serious illness, disability, etc. Just this past week in the House of Delegates in the Maryland General Assembly, they voted to advance an assisted suicide bill. Surely a sign of the glorification of the physical, looking to bypass any sort of suffering, regardless of any of the dimensions or dangers that that might entail. It's a hope that the Senate and the governor will stop this legislation, this dangerous practice of prescribing drugs by doctors. Doctors are meant to heal and to cure, not to kill. It's a glorification of the physical, that any time suffering enters into our lives, some think it should automatically be dismissed. But this temptation of Jesus reminds us that the cross comes into our lives, and sometimes that cross involves suffering. The temptation of the Lord to power and glory, again, not something in themselves that are bad. But power and glory can be wielded for bad ends. We might ask ourselves, where do we have power in our lives? Perhaps it's over our children or our spouse or an elderly parent. Maybe it's at work. The temptation is to wield power as a weapon. But when we're traveling the way of the cross, power becomes an avenue of service. Jesus is also tempted with glory. Adam and Eve faced this temptation and they failed. The devil told them that they would be like God if they ate of the tree in the center of the garden. St. Paul tells us that the only glory we should have is in the cross of Christ. That true glory comes from embracing that cross, the obedience of Jesus that reverses the sin of Adam and Eve. And finally, Jesus faces the temptation to control God, We might say to put God in a box, to command him to do what we want him to do for us. Notice that the devil quotes scripture rather abundantly for his wrong ends. But Jesus turns that scripture back on the devil and wants to be obedient to God to reverse the disobedience of Adam and Eve. The season of Lent calls us to take the road to the cross. We are standing at a crossroads at this beginning of Lent. Perhaps you are standing at a particular crossroad in your life or in your spiritual journey. And when we stand at the crossroads, we often look for the path of least resistance. That's because we're influenced by the world that tells us that suffering is to be avoided, the cross to be bypassed. But embracing the cross is just what Jesus did. And as Christians, we too must embrace the cross. Jesus shunned all these temptations of the devil to take the easy road. And the same is true for us. So let's take this to the daily life that we live, our daily Christian living. Perhaps in your own lives, you are tempted right now to take the easy road. Maybe there's some suffering that you have, be it spiritual, mental, or physical, some burden that you're tempted just to put down, to try to get rid of. I would encourage you to ask Jesus to give you the courage to take the road to the cross, just as he did. That road might be difficult, but ultimately that road leads to salvation. Perhaps in your own life, you are walking away from the cross of Jesus. That happens to all of us from time to time. We realize that we are running in the other direction. And that when we run in the other direction, we're running away from God. We're pursuing lesser things. Maybe it's wealth. Maybe it's pleasure. Maybe it's power or glory. Running away from the cross is running down the road of mortal sin, cutting ourselves off from the life of God. And maybe this Lent, we can find how we need to make repentance, how we need to turn around on our tracks and start moving in the other direction, to embrace the cross, that crossroad, and to turn away from our sins. And all of us can ask the question how we can take the next 40 days to set our sights on the cross of the Lord, to accept the fact that the cross will come into our lives and that every road in our Christian life leads to the cross. After Mass today, there will be prayer partners available to pray with you here in the front of the church. Perhaps there's some cross that you're carrying, some crossroad that you're standing at that you need to pray about. They will be here to pray with you and for you after Mass today. This Tuesday, we're beginning a new season of Alpha. And you've heard me speak about Alpha before, and I will keep doing it because it's very important. Alpha is a process by which we gather with others to talk about faith, to share our faith journey, to lean on other people on that journey of faith. Each evening, there's a free dinner, a video presentation, and then some small group conversation. Alpha small groups are about loving each other and providing a trusting community where faith can grow and sprout. I know that when I first went to Alpha, I was a little nervous about it. As a cradle Catholic, the idea of sharing my faith journey with a small group was very far into my experience. But when I entered into that, I found support from that group to share my faith journey and to share in theirs. I've gone through Alpha 3 times now, and each time God has used it to bless me in some particular way to help my faith, to give me some new insight to faith. So there will be members of the Alpha team outside of Mass today to answer any questions you might have, anything you're wondering about. I would encourage you to consider giving Alpha three tries, three Tuesdays. And if after the third Tuesday you don't like it, well, then you try. But Alpha might just be that vehicle that you need to walk down that road this Lent, to walk towards the cross, and to be supported by our brothers and sisters. St. John of the Cross said, "The road is narrow. He who wishes to travel it more easily must cast off all things and use the cross as his cane." May we have the courage to take the road to the cross this Lent. For when we lean on that cane, the cane of the cross, we will be supported in every way.